Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed episode 97. I'm Christy, your host, and I have a question for you today. I wanted to ask if you've ever been overcome by emotion in such a way that you feel like you don't have control over yourself. I feel like there's been many times in my life where I've felt like, you know, overtaken by my own emotion, that it owns me and that I'm not able to control myself. And in those moments, it feels a little frightening. And that's where you get into a position where you start to feel like a victim because you feel so overpowered by these chemical things going on inside of your brain, inside of your body, and you can't grasp a hold of the moment, so you just feel completely out of control. And that's when bad things happen, when you snap, when you start screaming about something, when you lose your temper. All of those times are perfect examples of chemical reactions going on inside of your brain and body, where, you know, you are either trying to protect yourself or trying to defend yourself in some way. I am on a mission to gain control over myself in every waking moment that I'm alive, that I'm awake. That is the challenge of my life. I was just telling my assistant the other week that my goal is to not get shook. I don't want to be able to be shaken by external events or people or anything. I want to be able to maintain the control of my own composure at my own will. That is indeed going to be a practice. But I feel like the number one principle on starting to master this is just being aware of yourself, being aware of what's going on. So, for instance, if something happens and I feel annoyed or irritated or triggered or sad or anything, like any emotion I'm experiencing, I'm looking at as something that's happening inside of my body and not something that is me as a human being. I look at it as just a circumstance that I'm experiencing. And with that comes a lot of, it's the first step, but it comes with a lot of control because you're disassociating who you are with what you're feeling. And I never knew that I could experience that separation, because for me it was always, oh, I am sad, oh, I am upset or jealous or angry, you know. All of those things were things that disempowered me. They made me feel helpless and victimized. And, you know, we put all of these like labels on ourselves to make ourselves feel like something of substance, something substantial, something real. And we are real, don't get me wrong, but we put these labels on ourselves and then we carry them. So it ends up compounding and becoming these really heavy identities of, you know, negativity and feelings of fear and, you know, all these things that we want to run away from, but we're calling ourselves these things, like, I am afraid, I am stressed out, I am nervous, like, all of these I ams that we identify with, they become programs in our brain. Like, they become familiar loops of thought. And that's what I am in the process of working my way out of. I'm in the process of healing the identities that I had given to myself in the past. I'm working my way out of what I was for so long, and I'm working my way into what I want to be. That's super empowering, just to be able to say, like, okay, I know I was insecure about so many things in the past. I was insecure about my worth. I was insecure about my ability to make money. I was insecure about the value I was bringing to my team. I was insecure about all these things, but now I'm able to press restart, and I'm able to take control over all of my destiny, over what I want my life to be, over what I want to have in my life, the people that I want to attract. And I do feel like success is something that you don't go after success. You attract success. You attract the people in your life that you need to lift you to the next level. You attract money. You attract customers, and you attract them by providing value. I remember hearing somebody say something about a Latin term, and I thought it was super interesting because they were saying deserve. So you get what you don't get what you want, you get what you deserve. So if you break it down in Latin terminology, de and serve means of service. What are you doing that is providing a service to people? And it took me a bit, actually, for me to realize what service I was providing, because it was so deeply ingrained in me that fashion was so superficial, which it is superficial to an extent. I feel like for me, fashion is more of an expression of myself, and it's an art. It's really something that I pour my creative energy into, and I feel confident about myself as a designer. I think it took me a bit to get there, but I do. I feel confident. I trust myself. I love creating things, and for me, being of service is being able to express myself in a way that somebody else connects to. For instance, like if I design a really beautiful coat, and I design the buttons that go on the coat, and I put it on, and it makes me feel special. It makes me feel sophisticated. It makes me feel pretty. It makes me feel stylish. Like, whatever it is that it makes me feel, I want to be able to pass those emotions on to everybody that touches it, everybody that wears it. And that is my service to my customers, in addition to just the person that I am in life, the person that I am in business, the person that I am at home. Like, who I am as a human being comes across in every aspect of my life. And to streamline that person and not deviate, being the person that I am at work is the person that I am at home, is the person that I am at a party, is the person that I am, you know, during a meeting for work. Like, all of that, I think I used to break out my different, like, identities or my different masks. For instance, like, I was the professional Christy at work, I was the mom at home, I was the, you know, crazy, fun, loving friend out for drinks. Like, but instead of separating those based on my environment, I'm working on streamlining that and just being who I am 100% all of the time. That's also a work in progress. Not that I am not those elements. I just want to be more streamlined and more consistent with how I move throughout the world and how I communicate with people and who I am as a person, as a human being, and as a spiritual being. It gets confusing, I think, for a lot of people when they feel like they have to be different faces and different masks for different environments. I just am who I am, and it's taken me a long time to get to a place where I'm comfortable, and now it's just a matter of moving through the world in that way 100% of the time. I'm really happy with the progress that I've made. It's been a lot of work. I never knew that it had to be so much work. I never knew what the work was. I didn't know what I needed to do. But with my unfolding of my, I don't know if you want to call it my awareness of myself, I've been able to really make some major strides. So I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and I'll talk to you guys next week. For first-time listeners, go to www.stylereform.fashion and use the code POD for 20% off. I hope you guys like this episode. Talk to you next week.